May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all our hearts, be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. There's one thing that every single one of us possesses, and that is a name. In fact, we all possess more than one name. Our first names, our given names, were given to us when we were born by our parents, and that name identifies who we are. And then we have our last name, our family name. That's the one that we inherit from our parents, or we get when we get married, and that tells to which family we belong. So we have a first name and we have a second name. But I would guess that many of us, along with our given names, at some time in our life have been given a nickname. These are usually given to us by our family or by our friends, or maybe sometimes somebody who doesn't like us, but it's usually to do with some kind of characteristic that we have. Giving of a nickname, though, is not a modern practice, because we can trace this back way back to biblical times. This past Monday in the life of the church, we celebrated one of the most important and one of my most favorite people in the early church. His name was Barnabas. Now, Barnabas was his nickname. His real name was Joseph, but nobody in the Bible ever called him Joseph. I'm sure his mama did once or twice, but it's not recorded, okay? But he's called Barnabas all the time. Barnabas means son of encouragement. Barnabas. So I guess him being called Barnabas all the time meant that Barnabas was just that kind of guy. Barnabas was a leader in the church in Antioch, where those people who did some funny things were called for the first time Christians. And Barnabas was a very good friend of Paul. Now, Paul was preaching the gospel, and Paul called himself an apostle. Now, he called himself an apostle, although Paul had not actually been with Jesus during Jesus' life. Paul had also been a persecutor of Christians. And now he's claiming to be an apostle. And so Paul gets summoned to Jerusalem by Peter, James, and John, who interrogated him. What are you doing? In fact, the account of that shows that Paul was treated pretty shamefully by Peter, James, and John. So shamefully that Paul almost said, "Hey, the heck with this. I'm not putting up with this." He almost left the church. He almost quit what he was doing. But it was Barnabas that encouraged Paul to stay the course, to stay preaching. See, Barnabas has a reputation. Whenever anybody faltered, or whenever anybody failed, whenever anybody was rejected or ignored, Barnabas would seek them out, and Barnabas would encourage them. Barnabas looked out for those who were lost. You know something? What we could do with in the church today is an absolute army of Barnabases. I believe in the world today, the greatest disease in the world today is loneliness. And I believe that the whole church is often seen today not as a place of reconciliation, but as a place of retaliation. But the church exists in a world full of people. full of people who were crying out for somebody to care for them. Full of people who were crying out for somebody to have some time for them, to listen to them, to even possibly love them. And despite the church's reputation in the world, I still believe that the church is often the place that people come to find all that. And when folks come to St. John's, I hope they find it here. And many people do, but sometimes something happens. You know, someone's missing for a few weeks, and what happens is it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. Eventually, people are forgotten. I think there's probably countless numbers of people who've been lost to the church just because of that. You know, you're gone for a few weeks. No one from the church calls you and says, "We missed you." It's because no one did. No one was expecting you. No one's looking for you. You know something? It only ever takes one or two kind words. Only one or two kind words of encouragement to encourage somebody in their Christian faith and journey. And our words and our actions can mean so much both within and outside these walls. Who St. John's is as a Christian community is reflected in what we say and what we do as individuals. And the words that we use, we've got a choice. The words we use can be strong words of nurture, can be gentle words of encouragement, deep words of care, tender words of love, words that build and words that encourage our community. But sometimes our words can be words that break down relationships, that can often undermine a sense of community, undo the trust and the faith that we ought to share as a community. You know something, I believe it's much easier for us as human beings to be those children of discouragement, the peddlers of gossip, the judges of character, the complainer of everything that is wrong about everything. It's much easier for us to be a child of all of these things than a child of encouragement, a Barnabas. Sometimes, you know, it's us who aid. And sometimes it's us who are the cause for people getting lost from the church or not getting involved by what we say or what we do. Our primary task as a church is to bring people into a deeper faith. Not to make Episcopalians out of them, and not to make Anglicans out of them, but to help them to become deeply Christian in their life. There are not many people who are shamed into a true faith. And there are not many people who are frightened into a true faith. Most people are drawn into a true faith by someone who really cares for them, who cares for the church and cares for the Lord that we proclaim. If we were to give ourselves a nickname, in terms of what we say and what we do as individuals for Christ or as a community of faith, what would that nickname be? I hope all of us could make the claim to being called Barnabas. Men and women, sons and daughters, all of us, people of encouragement. Amen.